Hello, this is Type Radio. My name is Chip Kidd. Now we're talking.
Type Radio.
What's your dearest possession?
You're looking at it right now. No, my dearest possession.
As your new time.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Say hello to Henry and the Twins. I don't know. From strictly a material point of view, my apartment in New York, which I own. And that's, you know, there's no point in trying to describe it on the radio, but it's if that's a possession, then that's probably the possession that means the most to me. And I've, you know, kind of like decked it all out the way I want it to be. And it's got this great view of the skyline and a terrace and all this kind of thing in Manhattan. And that's really where I feel probably the most comfortable.
Are you afraid?
Am I afraid? Open-ended question. Yes and no. I mean, I think the older you get, you sort of, I think there is this fear exponential thing that grows, especially if there's somebody close to you that dies, whether they're older or younger or whatever. Because obviously the longer you live, the more that's going to start happening. And so there is that kind of fear of, not as much of, well, when am I going to go, but how much will I be able to get done before I get hit by a bus or get cancer or whatever. And, you know, there's that adage, I don't know if that's, people say this in Europe, but you know, sometimes in America, when there's all this emphasis on, you know, working, and they say, you know, nobody ever on their deathbed, you know, is wishing they spent more time at the office. Well, for me, that's totally false. I mean, I will definitely die wishing I not so much spent time at the office, but got more accomplished than I was able to do.
If you had a chance to do something else than what you do now, what would that be?
If I had a chance to do something else besides what I do now, I'm a big ham, and I would have wanted to become an actor.
You're a big ham?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Do you don't use that expression?
Well, now that you're nude, that's a different
Right.
Puts it in another
yes, right. Now, there's an expression that, he's a big ham. Which means a show off, and if somebody's a ham actor, they're like, oh, everything's over the top, and you know they don't reel any of it in; they just let it all go, and it's all like, you know, too much. It's very theatrical, and I've done a little bit of stuff like that, but there's a slight regret there about not wanting to go into that. But I think just from a practical point of view, I got scared, you know, that, you know, that's too risky to try and make it in, and design is more worth pursuing.
What is the most beautiful word for you?
Anesthesia.
Is there someone you really hate?
Is there someone I really hate? Most of the Bush administration. There is that whole thing, like, you know, you really shouldn't hate somebody because you could get so caught up in it, and then it affects you and you become literally a hateful person. But I think, you know, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, at first I almost felt sorry for Bush because he was so clearly not in control and was just being manipulated by these other people. But now it's like, no, I hate you too. I think, you know, I think why, you know, and everybody says this, this is not my original observation, but why we can, I saw this great bumper sticker that said, you know, please just somebody give Bush a blowjob so we can impeach him. I mean, the whole concept that we could impeach Bill Clinton for lying about getting blown in the White House, and yet these people seem to get away with genocide, and they're untouchable. It's just amazing to me. It's amazing to me.
But do you take any action, for example? I mean, apart from hating, then?
I've taken some superficial action, and this is kind of a long story and not very interesting. But basically, Knopf had published Bush's father's memoir like 10 years ago when he retired, and he wrote this whole thing about how he would never have tried to get Saddam Hussein out of power because basically of what exactly is happening. And there's a whole it's all there word for word. It's not even paraphrased. And so I took that and I made a new jacket for the book with just that on it, and then I sent it to the New York Times and we had it photographed and did an op-ed piece in the Times about it. But that's not really doing something about it. There personally, for what I do, there's really not a whole lot I feel like I can do. I know other designers who are trying to do all this kind of political protest stuff, and I think the most we can do is try and get decent people elected, and I don't know, and certainly graphic design is part of that, but I think it's frankly a small part, and it's being media savvy, it's being able to speak, and which Clinton was so good at, and is so good at. If Hillary was going to run, and somebody from her team came to me and said, "Would you help us?" I would say yes. I can't imagine that's going to happen, but there it is.
Are you competitive?
I think I am. Yeah, I'd like to think I'm not so competitive that I'm just a total asshole. I feel pretty secure in what I've been able to accomplish and do, and both for myself and for other people and that kind of thing, that I don't feel like I need to go out and like and hugely promote myself and try and get, but if people ask me to do things, if somebody asks me to do a radio interview, I'll do it. But for instance, I wouldn't be like pounding on your door saying, "Why aren't you interviewing me?"
You won't like go to a bookstore and like throw competitors' books under the, floor.
No. But I think I'm competitive in the sense that if, like, there have been times where somebody says, "Okay, we've got this brief, we're giving it to three designers, we want to see what you'll do," then of course, you know, I'll solve the problem as best I can, and in that sense be competitive with somebody else. I mean, there isn't a lot of that, which I'm glad to say. I don't like wasting my time on stuff.
Do you collect?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, I did. The first book I did was called Batman Collected, which was not only about my Batman collection, but sort of like the history of the character and all the stuff that got made and when it got made, and then photographing it in a hopefully appealing way, and then talking and showing other people's collections.
Have you lived up to your parents' expectations?
Have I lived up to my parents' expectations? I would say absolutely, yeah. They're very proud. Yeah.
So you were meant to be the graphic designer?
I didn't think it was that. I mean, my dad has said, I forget who interviewed him, but if he thought I was going to be a lawyer, God knows why. To be the last thing I'd want to be. But I think, as far as they're concerned, just so that, you know, that I'm happy and making a living and doing well in that sense, it really wouldn't matter to them.
And for a last question, how you've designed so many book covers, how do you refuel your enthusiasm? I mean, what keeps you going?
That's a very good question. I've got a group of jackets I'm working on now that I'm frankly, this is part of what's good about coming to this conference, I think, is I need to jumpstart my inspiration, I think, and see other people's work and be reminded, you know, you're not just in this little ivory tower bunker. But I think one of the keys is to constantly stimulating yourself with stuff, and that's what New York is good for. That's what, you know, a lot of big cities are good for.
So you feel like the city's atmosphere is sort of reflected in your work?
I really couldn't say. If it is, that's great. But I think more to the point, there's a vivacity to the city that keeps me interested, that keeps, you know... and sometimes that can be overwhelming, and you need to kind of retreat from it and take a break, but... I think if there's something about it that really feeds, you know, if I lived in the Midwest in a small town, I don't think my work would look nearly as interesting. Now, there are a lot of people who live in small towns and do fantastic stuff, and I think that's great. I just think I need the stimulation of, oh, that's going on, that's going on, that's going on, that's going on.
Okay, so maybe move here to Berlin? A month, 2 months?
I don't know. I mean, I feel I need to get out and see more of it. But it's very exciting. There's something. It's that whole European thing of being so spread out. Which just is a way of saying I have only been able to see small parts of it, as opposed to feeling like a. Like, I have a good feel for the whole thing. But okay. I wouldn't rule it out, I guess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can put your clothes there.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Alltype Radio interviews and podcasts may be downloaded for personal use only and may not be used in any other way by third parties except with prior written consent from Type Radio.